And we're back, hour number two of the big extravaganza today here on this Thursday morning. 13 and a half minutes past the hour. Now, see, if you listened last hour, see, and that's why you've got to listen to hour number one. And I'm not going to recap this, but this is exactly why live radio is troublesome. See, this is why I have to leave live radio and go join the movies. Because of things like that just happened. Now, I'm not going to get into it. I don't want to discuss that anymore. But holy mackerel. But now we do know that Sean's keto diet is a little on the, you know, I told people, I know him. I know him well. And, you know, I said, we'll see. And here we are. We still got 2 weeks till Thanksgiving. We'll see. That's all I have to say. Now, we can do a lot of things this hour, but one thing I have to do right off the top here is we talked a little bit about this yesterday, that one of our really long-time listeners and a lady who called in quite a bit and had a lot of knowledge and was just a fantastic lady, Ruth Haas, passed away Monday at the age of 83. And what is so shocking about this, I think, to a lot of us here around the station is that Ruth called in on Friday, and you know, I guess that's how life goes, but Ruth had called in on Friday, and I checked this yesterday. She had called in on my show Friday, and she had called in on Charlie's show on Friday, and she called multiple times that morning, and you know, she was gone on Monday, and I don't know what that was. I did read in the newspaper that she had had some trouble with her kidney in the past, but and that's in the obituary. You'll read that in the newspaper. But it's, you know, she was such a nice woman, and she had the most unique voice. You always knew when Ruth was calling. So what I wanted to do here just for a minute, this will only take a second. For you who don't know who I'm talking about, just by the name, Ruth Haas, I wanted to play a clip of her calling into this show so you can hear her voice and you can hear the type of person she was. Now, there's a ton, because we tape everything here, so there's a ton of material to go back and get of Ruth calling into my show and calling into Charlie's show, but I thought maybe the best thing to do to maybe explain and indicate how fleeting and how quick life is and how on her game she was until the very end, I would play the last time that Ruth called into this show, and I didn't know it was going to be the last time. I don't know that anybody did, but this is Ruth Haas calling into this program last Friday, November the 8th, at about 9:49 in the morning. Let me see. I want to make sure I got this right, everything in the proper place so you can hear it. Our dear friend, the last time she called in, Ruth Haas, last Friday, 9:49 in the morning on this show, passed away Monday at the age of 83. Here's Ruth from Friday morning. What's going on in your world? Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Quick Oats with pancake mix?
Not Quaker Oats, but that's a good guess.
Oh, it wasn't? Okay, I thought, sure. Thinking way back, because I know they still have Aunt Jemima on their box.
Oh, it does Quaker Oats? Well, you know, the answer is Aunt Jemima. So they were owned by the Quaker Oats Company.
Oh,
back.
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah, it is. Aunt Jemima is the oldest pancake mix. And, you know, I could not believe that, because I thought that, you know, one of these other companies would have been around before Aunt Jemima, but apparently not.
Uh-huh, no. I'm pretty sure it was Quaker Oats. My husband worked for them, and well, they were such a good company to their employees. So
I bet so. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Bye.
And that was the last time Ruth called in, and what I love about that call, as I listened to it last night, was that Ruth had to set me straight, which she did a lot of times, to tell me that Quaker Oats did make Aunt Jemima, and that epitomizes the lady that Ruth Haas was. She was very knowledgeable a fun woman, and I always enjoyed her calling in. And as I said yesterday, I do think of this as a radio family. I do think of the people who call in, because we do have a lot of regulars, and I love that. I love that we get to know each other through the airwaves. And I do like that we have a lot of fun together every morning. And the people who work here, of course, you know, Charlie and Glenn and Sean and Adam and Terry and Mike and Linda and Pastor Whitaker and all these people, Nate, who come here and do great shows for us. And so, you know, Ruth Haas gone Monday at the age of 83, and that was her last call in on Friday, called in Friday morning. Unbelievable to me. Couldn't believe it when I saw that Ruth had passed away. And Ruth made a mean fruitcake. I will miss Ruth Haas's fruitcake. She was the one who came in and brought a fruitcake that did not taste like wax. So we'll miss Ruth, and it was good to hear her voice one more time. And that call is not even a week old. That call was from last Friday, November the 8th, 9:49 a.m. on this show, and then Ruth was gone on Monday. And I believe, Ruth, it wasn't the last time she called into this station, though, because I believe when I went off the air last week, Ruth called in on Charlie's show, I believe. Maybe we'll pull that call at some point. And because Ruth had such a unique voice, that's what's great about hearing her. But if anybody has a memory they want to share now that we have heard Ruth's voice, I didn't have time to prepare that yesterday. I know a lot of people who are listening are regular listeners and have listened, and certainly know Ruth's voice because we had her on so often. Give me a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If there's just a memory you want to share or something of that nature about Ruth, we would be happy to hear it. I know that there are people out there who were shocked by her passing, as I was, because I got a message the other day as soon as her obituary was read on the air the first time about her passing and how she hoped it wasn't the Ruth that had called in here. And unfortunately it was, but, you know, Ruth, I'm sure, lived a good life, and she always was full of just good thoughts, good things. So we'll miss you, Ruth. I know you're listening somewhere right now, and we are all happy for that. So there you go, one of our longtime listeners. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a ring if there's anything on your mind. Now, what do you think about that call last hour? Because, you know, I don't think, I don't know what Sean's current situation is, but I'm leaning more. I bet you Las Vegas odds makers right now are leaning more toward the idea that Sean will have a blizzard. I think he will. I think that's where we're going. I think that's where we're leaning. I think he's going to have one, because I think this keto diet is almost out the door. Now, again, I'm not saying that I wish that it's out the door. I'm not saying that I hope that it's out the door. I'm just saying from the conversation that we had last hour that I think the keto diet might be waning, and we might be coming up on the end of the keto diet. That's all I'm saying. Not a negative, not trying to be negative, just trying to say that's what I think is happening. Again, phone lines are open here this morning. We do have some trivia, and I also do have the old antique telephone here. Do want to remind you that Charlie Evers is coming up this morning, 10:10 a.m. till 12 p.m., and then A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble from 12 p.m. until 1 p.m., and then the Adam the Computer Guy show today from 2:10 until 3 p.m. So you don't want to miss any of those shows for love nor money. I talked a little bit about this earlier in the week. 78% of people go to work sick. I still think that's an amazing fact, and we might bring that up tomorrow with Jeff Ruth. Why do 78% of people go to work sick? You know, I understand money. I get that. But you infect other people when you're contagious. And you know, it's funny because when people go to work sick, they'll be sniffling and sneezing and doing all that sort of thing. And you'll say, hey, why are you here? You're sick. You need to be at home. And they'll say, well, I'm not contagious. Now, who tells them that? Who tells them that they are not contagious? I don't always believe that. I'm a little skeptical of the non-contagious people, or the people who claim to be non-contagious. But that's just me. Since we didn't do any trivia yesterday, I do want to get some of this in this morning before we do anything else. Okay, what do we got here? All right. Well, I tell you, we're rifling through these trivia questions. We still have tickets to the Columbus Zoo, which are good through the first of the year for zoo lights. Now, here are the questions we have left over from the other day. Let's see here. Now, these are slogans for breakfast foods. We still have two of these left. Slogans for breakfast foods. Now, here are the slogans. The simpler, the better. The simpler, the better. That's one slogan. And the other one, which I like better, it tastes like a chocolate milkshake. Those are slogans for breakfast foods. Does anybody know what those two breakfast foods are? The simpler, the better, and it tastes like a chocolate milkshake. What breakfast foods are those the slogans for? Now, here were some of the other questions that were out the other day. How many waffles does the Waffle House sell in 1 minute? Now, you can be within five on this, and I'll still give you the answer. How many waffles does the Waffle House sell in 1 minute? What did the Eggo Waffle Company sell before they started selling waffles? What did the Eggo Waffle Company start selling before they ever got into the waffle business? What famous American brought waffles to America? Or the waffle maker to America? Does anybody know that? What famous American brought the waffle maker to America? What were frozen waffles originally called and why? A two-part question. What were frozen waffles originally called, and why were they called this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have the answer, we do have tickets to the Columbus Zoo. Good through the first of the year. I believe the Wild Lights actually open this Friday. Oh, and we had another question, too. Which cake is actually a pie? Now, a few days ago, we had which pie is actually a cake. Now, that's a Boston cream pie, which is actually a cake, and the reason that's actually a cake is because it has cake in it. So that's not considered a pie. But the question today is, which cake is actually a pie? The opposite of that. So the questions again, which cake is actually a pie? What were frozen waffles called before they were called frozen waffles, and why? Who brought the waffle maker to America, a famous American? What did the Eggo Waffle Company start out selling? How many waffles does the Waffle House sell every minute? And you can come within five of that. And what breakfast foods have these slogans? The simpler the better, and it tastes like a chocolate milkshake. Does anybody know which breakfast foods have the slogan, it tastes like a chocolate milkshake, or the simpler the better? And again, how many waffles does the Waffle House sell in a minute? What did the Eggo Waffle Company sell before they sold waffles? Who brought the waffle maker to America? What were frozen waffles originally called and why? And which cake is actually a pie? Does anybody know which cake is actually a pie? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Those trivia questions are on the table. And again, we have tickets to the Columbus Zoo, which are good through the first of the year. Or if you'd just like to call in and answer the question, we'd love for you to do that as well. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. 740-383-9944. Now, something else I wanted to bring to people's attention today. Last night, I was out walking. I was doing my annual, I think it's annual because I do it, well, annual means every year, doesn't it? Okay. I was doing my nightly walk, rain or shine. And last night, it was cold, so it was a trip. So I went out and did my nightly mile walk. And again, here comes a dog. A dog not on a chain, barking, screaming. And because I have my iPod in and I'm listening to music, I can't hear this dog coming for me until it's like right up on me. So again, people, I understand it's cold. I understand you think your dog is friendly. I understand that you're in a residential neighborhood. But please, please, please keep your dog on a leash, because I don't want your dog taking a piece out of me. I don't want your dog using me for a chew toy. I don't want to be part of kibbles and bits. You've got to put your dog on a leash. And this happens all the time. It's just a matter of time before somebody gets hurt. And, you know, I just keep thinking, boy, if I was a little kid and this happened, this would be bad. Now, why do people do this? Does anybody know why people go out without the dog on a leash? I've never understood this. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a call. We would love to hear from you this morning. A lot of questions on the table, trivia-wise. Also, why do people not keep their dogs on leashes? Why do they let them roam around and just do what they want? Drives you nuts. I don't know. Should we do what we did yesterday? Should we try to plug the old 1800 phone in and maybe call somebody? You know, it would be interesting. Speaking of this dog thing, what if we called somebody up this morning and we asked them why people let their dogs run around without chains? You know what? Okay, I tell you what. We'll see if this works. It worked okay yesterday. I'm getting out the 18... See, you heard it there. I'm getting out the old antique telephone. All right. The new phone is disconnected. Now, the old phone is connected again. All right. There it is. Now, somebody was messing with the knobs on this yesterday, but the old phone is now connected. So what we do now is we take a test. Somebody call me to make sure this is still ringing. 740-383-9944. Give me a ring. We'll see if it rings. That way we know it's working. 740-383-9944. And again, this is an old Bell telephone. Now, I would think it's still working, but you know, with these antique machines, you don't really know if they continue to work or not. But it is plugged in. The new telephone has been unplugged. The new telephone is plugged in. I believe the ringer is still turned on, as far as I know. So give me a ring, 740-383-9944, and we will see if this telephone continues to work. And if it does, we're going to do what we did yesterday. I'm going to ask for somebody to call me off the air. I'll keep you off the air. You give me the person's telephone number that you want me to call live on the air here. I'll write down their telephone number. Then I will call them. I won't put them immediately on the air. I'll make sure that they know that they're about to go on the air. I'll call them, and then we will see if they have an answer to why do people not put their dogs on chains. All right? It worked well yesterday. We'll see how well it works today. It's not working very well so far because either the phone is broken or nobody's calling in, because the phone has not rung. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a ring here. The phone is not ringing. Now, this could be a sign that this phone has finally given out. After 200 years of service, this phone has finally broken down. Now, normally what I do is I would go to the phone book and just find a name. But clearly, I don't have a phone book, so I can't do that. Now, I think somebody yesterday said they were going to bring in a phone book and a rotary phone. Now, this is going to be a real trip if we get the phone book and the rotary phone. Because, you know, the rotary phone used to do the thing where you put the, you know, you do the number dialing and you have to go click, swish, 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 click, swish, 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 click, swish, 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 swish. You know, that's a rotary. So that could be coming our way. But right now, this phone is not ringing at all. So I might have connected the phone wrong, which is very possible. Or the phone just might be broken. So if you're out there, let me know. Is this phone working? 33 minutes past the hour, coming up on 34. I don't know. 740-383-9944. Maybe I should check and see if it has a dial tone. Let me check this out. Okay. Well, I do hear a dial tone. So it does have a dial tone. But I don't know if it'll ring. So hopefully somebody calls. 740-38... Whoa! There we go. You know, it sounds like somebody's calling Batman. That's what it reminds me of. Good morning.
Morning.
How are you?
This is a phone test.
I'm so glad that you called in and gave us a phone test. Now,
I'm also disagreeing with you about dogs running loose.
Oh, okay. Well, tell me about it.
Well, I looked out the front door the other day and across the street was a real pretty large dog running around loose, and it reminded me of back years ago when all the dogs were able to run loose all the time, and it was never a problem that I knew of.
Well, do you think maybe people don't take care of their dogs as well, and that's why they're a little more vicious and they come bark?
I don't know. Well, they're not used to being out and around people.
Well, that could be. I mean, I have no problem with them being out, but I just don't want to get bitten.
I remember we had a dog back in the 50s. My son went to George Washington School a couple blocks away, and the dog would walk with him to school and come back home, and then the dog would go over and meet him and walk back home from school with him.
Ah. Well, that's interesting. Well, I appreciate you giving us a phone test, and I appreciate you listening.
All right, Scott.
Thank
you. Take care now.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, now we know the phone's working. I feel better. 740-383-9944. So now that we know the phone is working again, what we need is somebody to call in. 740-383-9944. And what you do is you give us a phone number, because we don't have a phone book. We're poor here and we just have no phone book. So you call in, you give us the phone number of somebody you want us to call right now. Now again, we're not going to put them right up on the air. We'll let them know, like we did yesterday, that this is a radio station and that we're calling them to ask them a question. And this morning's question is going to be, why don't people put leashes on their dogs anymore? What has happened that people don't put leashes on their dogs? So, if you give me a call right now, and again, give me the telephone number off the air, that way I'll, you know, their telephone number won't be out there for everybody. Give me a call, give me the telephone number, and I will get that up on the air. So that's how we're going to do this. 740-383-9944. So that's how we're going to work it this morning. And let's see here, 37 minutes past the hour on this, what is it, Thursday morning, almost to the end of the week. Can you imagine that? I tell you, you know, we are going to take actually a little break here. Again, the phone line, we're going to take about a minute break. Just step out for a second, and then we're going to come right back right after this. Don't go anywhere. 740-383-9944.
It's Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, right here on WWGH Radio from 12:10 to 2 p.m. Listen to the program for guests like these. The voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid and actress Pat Carroll.
And I think villains are the most fascinating people as an actress to play. They have more edges to them. They have more color to them. Isn't that a shame that goodness isn't more fascinating, or our world would be better?
I guess.
But there is something fascinated about tacky people, mean people. They're colorful. Good people always seem to be a little bit, ugh, yucky. But bad people always have edges to them. That's why they're so wonderful to play for actors.
That?
Because you can pick all the things in life as a human being that annoy you or that you would like to do to be really rotten mean. Most people are too afraid to be rotten mean because we want people's approval so badly. And we know that being rotten mean isn't going to get us that. But, oh, villains for actors are the best things in the world to play.
You know, Pat, that almost describes our current political situation in this country.
Doesn't it just? I never thought of that, but you're quite right.
Join me Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio. We'll take your calls, 740-383-9944. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com.
And we're back here, Thursday morning, November the 14th, 2019, 39 minutes past the hour, and we've got the antique telephone hooked up, the Bell phones from Northwestern Bell Telephone, and it has rung this morning. And what we're looking for is somebody, because we don't have a telephone book, somebody to call us up and give us a phone number of somebody you know. And what we will do is we will call that person up this morning on the air. But we'll tell them we're on the air first. We're going to let them know. We're not going to surprise them. We're not going to do that sort of thing. And we're going to tell them we're going to put them on the air. And we're going to ask them about the whole dog thing. Should dogs be allowed to roam free without a chain? That's what we want to know. Now, this worked so well yesterday, we're hoping that it works well today. The phone is open here. 740-383-9944, 40 minutes past the hour here at WWGH time. So, that's what we're waiting on. And also, we do have, let's get back to those. We do have, and again, you can win tickets to the Columbus Zoo, or just let us know that you're smart and you've answered these questions. Which breakfast foods have these slogans? The simpler, the better, and it tastes like a chocolate milkshake. Which breakfast foods have those slogans? All right, what else do we have here? We have, how many waffles does the Waffle House sell in a minute? How many waffles does the Waffle House sell in a minute? What did the Eggo Waffle Company sell before they sold waffles? What famous American brought the waffle maker to America? What were frozen waffles called before frozen waffles, and why were they called this? A two-part question. And which cake is actually a pie? Which cake that we actually refer to as a cake is actually a pie? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a call. We'll put you up on the air. We have the antique telephone hooked up, so it'll ring like crazy here. It'll sound like the fire alarm going off. It'll sound like the bat phones going off. But it is here, front and center, antique telephone. Or if you have someone you want us to call and see if they're awake and see if they know about dogs in chains, let us know. 740-383-9944. Now, you know, to be honest with you, something else that has been on my mind lately, because there's been a lot of talk of Christmas and people putting the decorations up early and this whole sort of thing. And as everybody knows, the biggest decoration probably on the face of the earth is the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree, because they put that up on the air, or put that up every year, and it's huge, and people love the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree, and it's just it's an attraction. It backs up traffic in New York. 20 miles, a 5-minute walk will turn into a 2-hour walk, because everybody wants to go down to Rockefeller Center and see the Rockefeller Christmas tree. So, my question is, I know it's not up yet. I don't think it's up, but I would bet that the a tree has arrived in New York. But we don't know, because we don't do this show in New York. So my question is, when are they putting this tree up, and when's it going to be decorated? So what we're going to do is we are going to call Rockefeller Center. We're going to call Rockefeller, because we want to know what's going on with this tree. This is highly, highly important stuff here. Now, especially because we're using an antique telephone, because this telephone was probably used by one of the Rockefellers. So, here we go. We're going to try, and I don't even know if this phone will dial, to be perfectly honest with you. So, we got the phone off the receiver now. Or we got the receiver off the phone. Okay. We're dialing Rockefeller Center. Get ready. All right. We got the number here. We hope this is the right number. We don't really know, but we hope. All right, let's see. We'll see where we are here.
Federal Plaza.
Yeah, is this Rockefeller Center?
It's one of the buildings.
All right. Hey, I just have a question for you. Has the tree arrived yet?
It's here. It arrived on Saturday morning.
Oh, it came Saturday morning. How big is the tree this year?
It's 77 feet tall.
77 feet tall. My goodness. Now, when do you light this thing?
We light it on the evening of December the 4th, which is the week after Thanksgiving, in the evening between 7 and 10 p.m.
All right, December the 4th, and this thing is 77 foot tall. And is it already up there in Rockefeller Center?
Yeah, it arrived on Saturday. They hoisted it up on Saturday.
They hoisted it up. Now, where did it come from? Do you know where it came from?
It came from Florida County, New York. Orange County, New York, yeah.
Oh, okay. Is it busy there this morning in Rockefeller Center?
Say again?
Is it busy there this morning?
It's moderate. It's moderate.
Moderate.
Not too busy, but it's moderate, yeah.
What's the weather like there in New York?
For that, now, let me give you a transfer, okay?
All right. All right, well, he can't speak about the weather, apparently. Oh, man. 77 feet tall.
Thank you for calling the Top of the Rock Observation Deck at Rockefeller Center, New York.
Okay. Well, he wasn't authorized to talk about the weather. See? Oh, my goodness. The things you learn in the morning. All right. Well, guess what? The tree is there. The tree is there. So for all this conversation that we've had as of late about the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree, are people putting up their decorations early? You heard it here first. We just called New York. We just called Rockefeller Center. We now know that the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree is up. And now, how tall was it? Let's go to our notes here. It is 77 feet tall. 77 feet tall, the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree. And it arrived last Saturday. And they are going to light this thing on December 4th. Was it December 4th? See, I can't even read my own handwriting. I think the gentleman said December 4th. But he was able to give us that information. It's only moderately busy there this morning at Rockefeller Center. The tree is there. It's not lit up yet. But he was not authorized to tell us what the weather is like in New York. Because I don't know if you know this, but many years ago, there was an ordinance passed in New York City that you cannot talk about the weather. You know, I don't know why this was passed. I think it was one of the Cuomos did this. Maybe Governor Cuomo. I don't know. It could have been one of the Rockefellers. I think it was Governor Rockefeller. And he said, nobody working in my building in New York City may talk about the weather. You can talk about my money. You can talk about politics. You can talk about religion. You can talk about, crime. You can talk about punishment. You can talk about anything in the world. But you cannot talk about weather. No, weather, we don't talk about weather here in New York. So that's why I had to be transferred to another operator in New York, because Rockefeller Center employees are not allowed to talk about the weather. Talk about everything else, but we can't talk about the weather. Oh, man. Okie doke. We've got about 12 minutes left. Now, see, this is why you have to listen to this show every morning. This is why you have to listen to this station. Because how many of you knew that the tree was there? Do they tell you this on other stations? No, they don't tell you. They don't tell you what's going on. We're an information station. We're an educational information station. Every morning, this is like a class. And I'm letting you know that the tree is up. Don't you feel better knowing this now? I feel better. The telephone lines are open for 11 more minutes, 740-383-9944. All the trivia questions still exist. Which breakfast foods have the slogans, "The simpler the better," "It tastes like a chocolate milkshake"? How many waffles does the Waffle House sell in 1 minute? What did the Eggo Waffle Company start out selling? Who brought the waffle maker to America? What famous American brought the waffle maker to America? What were frozen waffles originally called, and why were they originally called this? And which cake is actually a pie? Which cake is actually a pie? Those are the questions. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open. Tickets to the Columbus Zoo Wild Lights, which I believe begin this Friday and run through New Year's. And the tickets are good through New Year's, so you can use those anytime. And we do have some other items here, I guess. We have a Jags insulated coffee mug. We have a regular Jags mug that's just a big mug. We have a Jags extra large shirt here, t-shirt, I believe it is. So here you go. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Or if you want us to call somebody this morning and ask them why people do not use chains on their dogs or leashes, I guess it doesn't have to be a chain, we can do that. What you do, again, like yesterday, you call us, I will take the call off the air, and I'll write down the telephone number, and we will call this person, and we will let them know that we're calling them on the air, and oh, okay, well, maybe this is it. Let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
I think the most interesting thing about your phone call to Rockefeller Center was that you actually got a live person answered the telephone. He talked English, and he could answer your questions very well, except for the weather.
He did. Now, isn't that interesting? I mean, it rang right in. We didn't have to get any music or operators or anything.
That's right. Amazing.
I know. Now, why do you think he didn't want to talk about the weather?
Oh, I don't know that. he immediately got you to a weather service, though.
He did. He was right. He knew what he was doing.
He sure did.
I got to give him that. Well, hey, I appreciate the call. Thank you.
Okay, Scott. Take care now.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? We got right through. We got right through to Rockefeller Center. There was no hold up there. There was no music or hold of the line for an operator or any of that. We dialed direct to Rockefeller Center this morning, and we got a very nice gentleman. Very easy to understand. We know the tree is there. We know it's 77 foot tall. We know that this thing is going to be going up in December. I believe he said December 4th. I don't know. I wasn't listening that closely. And it's a big attraction, and it's only moderately busy in New York this morning. Moderately busy there at Rockefeller Center. So I don't know what that means, but it's moderate. What do you think a lot is at Rockefeller Center? What would moderate be? I don't know what a moderate number would be. But again, We could call anybody you want right now, and I'm going to have to get a phone book. I can clearly see I'm going to have to find a phone book so I can make these calls in the morning to see what people are doing out there in the listening area. Now, again, the phone is hooked up here. You still have time to do it, 53 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. You just give me a ring, and you tell me the person's name you want me to call. I'll call that person. I'll let them know that they're, you know, off the air. I'll let them know we're going to put them on the air. And then we will ask them about the whole dog and the leash thing. And maybe we'll ask them about the Rockefeller tree. Do they know that it's already there in New York City? Do they know that it's already ready to go? You still have time to give us a call. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We're just ripping through this stuff this morning. And the trivia questions do still exist here. Which breakfast foods have the slogans, the simpler the better, and it tastes like a chocolate milkshake? Which slogans are those for breakfast foods? How many waffles does the Waffle House sell in a minute? And you can come within five. How many waffles does the Waffle House sell in a minute? What did the Eggo Waffle Company start out selling? Does anybody know that? What did the Eggo Waffle Company start out selling? What famous American brought the waffle maker to America? What were frozen waffles called before they were called frozen waffles, and why? And which famous cake is actually a pie? Which famous cake is actually a pie? Those are the questions. 740-383-9944, coming up on 55 minutes past the hour. Do want to remind you, Charlie Evers will be on after this, 10:10 until 12 noon, 10:10 a.m. till 12 noon, followed by Swap Shop with Glenn Coble, 12:10 until 1 p.m. And remember, you got to call into this show for us to keep it going. Last week, I don't think there were the magnitude of calls there had been in the past, but it's on today. Swap Shop with Glenn Coble, our version of radio here, 12:15 to 1 p.m. And then the Adam the Computer Guy show, 2:10 until 3 p.m. So that's what you got to do. We got to keep this Swap Shop going today. Now, let's see. What else do we need to do? Oh, see, I about yanked the old phone. Right, I about threw us off the air there, folks. I picked up this old phone, and I forgot that it was connected to something, and I about yanked every cord out here on the desk. So there was about no Swap Shop, no Charlie Evers. The whole thing was just about pulled off the air, because I about yanked the phone. See, that's what when you're working with old material like this, you've got big time problems. Okay. Also, don't forget Jeff Ruth. Tomorrow with us, he verified Jeff Ruth tomorrow morning, 8:10 until 10 a.m. Maybe we'll put Jeff on the old phone tomorrow. I bet Jeff knows how to. I bet Jeff still has one of these in his house. I bet he knows exactly how to work this antique phone, and he can call somebody up and wake him up because he was America. He was Marion's morning guy for how many years was he there? Something 17. He was there for 40, but, 17 in the morning. Maybe he can call you tomorrow. Jeff can dial you up on the old phone here and call you up. And I don't know if this rotary phone is ever going to come, but we're looking forward to that, the rotary phone, and we're looking forward to the phone book. Because if we have a phone book by tomorrow morning, man, Jeff and I can get in some real trouble between 8 and 10 tomorrow. Because it's just him and I tomorrow morning. Tell your friends who miss Jeff Ruth in the morning. He'll be here tomorrow morning, 8 to 10 a.m., live on the air. Any more guesses to the trivia questions? I can't believe nobody knows what famous American brought the waffle maker to America. What famous American brought the waffle maker to America? Does anybody know that? Now, here's an interesting thing about this antique phone. Now listen, this is going to be a test at the end of the show here, okay? I'm going to take the phone is off the hook now. Put the phone down, and I'm going to turn this on. Okay, you hear that? That's what you call a dial tone. Now, here's the thing. Now, on these old model phones, you know, you can do this, you know, you can get the dialing, whatever I just dialed there. Now, that can happen, but on an old phone, see, you hang that thing up, and then what you do is you take it off the hook again, and things don't work properly, obviously, and you got to do this again. Okay, where's the dial tone? Oh, no, did we break the phone? We might have broken the phone. Okay, hold on. How do you do this? Okay, phone off the hook. Turn it on. All right, the dial. Now, see, here's what you can do. You turn it over to pulse, and you get that. You hear that? Sounds like a heartbeat. But that's what you get with the old phones. So that's just a little history lesson for all the kids listening out there. That's how phones used to work. You had push button, and you had pulse. And clearly, pulse on this phone no longer works. But that's how it goes. 58 minutes past the hour. We can fit one more call in if somebody wants to call here. Answer any trivia question. Have any comment on this show. Want to talk about the dog leash thing. Want to talk about the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree, which is there, 77 feet strong in all its tree glory, whatever's going on there. 740-383-9944. Give us a ring. We're just about done here today. And Charlie will be taking over momentarily at 10:15 and going up through noon and then swap shop. And you better call the swap shop today. We've got to have calls there. 12:15 until 1 p.m. Boy, we're having a time this morning, aren't we? Tone dial and pulse dial. We've covered the waterfront. Whoa, here we go. One final call. You know, I don't know what that sounds like, but that's very unique. Okay, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Hey, you said you're going to have Jeff on in the morning?
Yeah, 8 to 10 tomorrow.
You ought to get his cousin on there sometime, Roger Ruth. He's a cousin of Jeff, and he works at Modern Woodman. He's very interesting about Marion.
Oh, I like Roger. You know, Roger called into this show one morning. You know, I tell you what, somebody should call Roger and tell him his cousin's going to be on tomorrow morning, and maybe Roger will call in if he's listening.
Yeah, I might do that because I got some money with Modern Woodman, and he's very interesting, and he's right straight to the facts on things, and he knows a lot.
Well, that I say, give him a call because Jeff will be here 8 to 10. Just tell him to listen tomorrow morning, and if the mood strikes him, he can call in.
Okay, and I'm with you. When you call somebody anymore and you get somebody on the other end, you can't understand them half the time. And you got to go to one, go to two, go to three.
I know.
If you want a utility hooked up in this town, you got to call the water company. I think it's in Iran.
Yeah, they did. They moved the Marion, Ohio Water Company right in the center of downtown Iran. It's right down there.
And then the gas companies in Illinois, you have to call and make arrangements to get stuff hooked up. It's a shame. You know, it's not in Ohio someplace.
No. And it's nice to know when you call Rockefeller Center, you get right through. But because of protective reasons, they can't talk about the weather.
Yep, I know.
Hey, thank you.
And same way dogs running loose. You know, people have these dogs. Most of the time, they're pretty when they're young, little and stuff, and they like them. But when they get big, they don't take care of them. They don't care. They just like having children. You know, it's a shame that kids got to go to school and somebody else has to buy their lunch. And these people have these kids.
It is. That's a very difficult thing. I agree with you 100%.
Well, I hate to be bitching so much, but our society is a mess, you know?
I understand. Well, thanks for calling, though. I'm out of time, but thank you.
Okay, Scott.
Okay, bye-bye. Oh, well, okay. Charlie Evers coming on in 10 minutes, only on this station, I tell you. Stay tuned.
Want a drink?
No, I have no problem with it, Tony.
No, you got a problem.
No, I got no problem.
No, you had to sit that I shouldn't be drinking this early in the morning.
No, Tony.
What are you, a priest or
no,
something?
No, Tony, you drink when you want to drink. You want to drink at 10 in the morning,
Thank you
drink.
I deserve it. I'm at the age now. I ain't going to stop it. Stop to say my liver's gone.
Your liver's gone. Please calm down, Tony.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio.